This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad, seen a bro, ain't a bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Ooh. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. People trust in plastic bags, direct in traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do be. Oh, my friend, they come rough, out to flood to party up. Rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, what a mess, the studs are tattered, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be, shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? The Blues are 20 minutes away from the Stanley Cup. They're up 2 on Boston. Bruins are in big trouble. Come on. 855-212-4227. Anthrax, ladies. 855-212-4CBS. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, bottom line is this. I have never seen a team, honestly, Carver High, pounce on a game like the Blues, getting these two goals in the first, one with 4 seconds left from Pietrangelo. It's lights out. Teams that pounce on the road in a game seven and get a 2-0 lead, it's over. I just don't see. Well, how are you going to get a goal? They're playing a neutral zone trap now. They're totally. I don't remember getting them a lot, not even one shot on goal in the second period.
Yeah, look, they've gone completely in the shell after getting those two goals. And look, they got those two goals later in the first period. Jordan Binnington absolutely kept them in this game. It could have been 2 or 3-0 Bruins in the first 15 minutes of this game. That's how good they were playing, but that's how good he was playing as well. He gets the credit early on. He completely showed up tonight, and then they get the two goals. Great tip by O'Reilly on the first one. They get the little break there in the last 10 seconds. Pietrangelo gets the goal. The captain,
2-0,
and the whole second, they went in the shell. They're playing back. They're not allowing anything. Only maybe one really decent chance for the Bruins. Here's another thing that's happening.
Was the Pietrangelo goal the backbreaker, though, like game over?
Look, I'm not going to go game over yet because things change. Two goals is not a lot. But here's the problem. The Bruins just haven't been able to get the chances that they were getting in the first 15 minutes of that first period. Ever since
they're
it's been 2-0, they've taken away. Here's another thing to look for in the third.
He just made a huge save right there with the glove.
They have not blown. There hasn't been a penalty. They had the delay of game in the first that the Blues shot the puck over the glass. There's been nothing.
That's it.
I mean, nothing. So there haven't been any calls in this game.
So no calls,
the refs
no power
have completely
plays.
Stayed out of the game.
Right.
Will that continue in the third period?
I don't know. I think it will. I think this game's over. I cannot believe that they're going to come in here and shut them out. I mean, it looks like, I mean, right now, I don't see where this goal is coming from. They need it, like, now, not even, like, later. I'm talking they need it now. They cannot wait, even 3 minutes from now to score a goal. They have got to score a goal. I don't know what they're thinking, but I just think that the Blues are playing so loose with a two-goal lead. They're 18 minutes from a Stanley Cup, getting their name on a Stanley Cup, and I just think they're loose. And they know if they score a goal, it's over. If they can just loosely play and get one in, I know that's their thinking, too. Let's just put one in, and this is over. One more goal, it's over. It's already, I think it's over already. I don't even think they're going to score. Now, if they do, that'll change everything, but they can't even get the puck. You know what I mean? They can't get through the neutral zone and do anything. So I think they got big problems. Here's what we got going tonight. Scott Coker, the president of Bellator, will join us at 40 past this very hour and talk about Bellator 222, which is at Madison Square Garden this weekend, right? Is it Saturday? Friday night. At 11 o'clock... Eastern, 8 Pacific, David Dusick, a leader of men. He's at the Pebble Beach U.S. Open. Is starting tomorrow, and he's ready to fly like the Eagles soar with Uncle Futrelli tonight from Northern Cali down the street from Carmel by the Sea. Check out. The NBA Finals resume tomorrow night at Oracle in the city by the bay. When the lights go down in the city. Anyway, sorry about that. The final game ever at Oracle as the Warriors try to force a game seven on Ferrelli Day, Sunday, which is Father's Day, Ferrelli Day. The game would be Sunday in Toronto. The game tomorrow is in San Francisco. Do the Warriors have one last moment at Oracle or not? Tarasenko steals one, goes outside, with the chest. Oh, Tarasenko had a moment to shine, and it didn't happen. Yeah,
they're out shooting the Blues 24-13. The Blues have 13 shots on goal in this game.
Man, it doesn't even matter. They can't score a goal. That's it. That's it. They just can't score a goal, so they're going to lose. Anthony Davis, his agent Rich Paul, says the Celtics can trade for AD if they want, but he'll only be there for 1 year. Reports say the Celtics and Lakers have had extended talks with the Pelicans so far for AD. Should the Celtics get out of the AD sweepstakes if they will only get him for 1 year? It'd be the same thing as Kawhi Leonard.
Right. Same exact situation. Do you roll the dice?
Look, I heard that they want Tatum and draft picks. And then on the Lakers side, it's Ingram and Lonzo Ball and
four. And they want Kuzma.
And what they really want is Kuzma, and the Lakers don't want to give up Kuzma. But they did before, didn't they? So why would they not do it now? I still think they'll do it. And then they'll give you the old line, the old adage, we had to give up greatness to get it. We had to give up
I think
good
that what they probably think was before when they didn't know they had the fourth overall pick. So they needed the pot to be better in February, which is why Kuzma was probably in there. Now they're probably like, you're getting a top five pick. We don't have to give you as much.
So the odds for the U.S. Open, Dustin Johnson, the current betting favorite, is 7-1. Brooks Koepka at 8-1. No one ever believes in Brooks Koepka until he wins all the majors. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy just absolutely gets all the hardware lately. He's the man in golf these days. Brooks Koepka. The Blue Jays lead the Orioles in the bottom of the eighth at Camden 8-2. Pirates and Braves in a rain delay tied at sixes down in Hot Town, Atlanta. Tigers Royals in the sixth tied at twos. Brewers Astros at threes in the eighth. M's one zip and mini at Target bottom seven over the Twins. Padres and Giants second scoreless. A's 6-2 over the Rays in Tampa. St. Petersburg Red 7-2 over the Indians in Cleveland. Cubs 10-1 over the Rockies at Coors. Cold Coors. Red Sox 4-3 over the Rangers at Fenway. Diamondbacks 2-0 over the Phillies in Philadelphia. And Marlins 9-0 thrashing of the Cardinals in Miami, FLA. With all of that gorgeous.
To the Sunshine State.
There you go. 855-212-4227. Under 14 left till the Blues are drinking beer and champagne out of the Stanley Cup. And later this hour, Scott Coker, president of Bellator, on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Hockey will be over in about 10 minutes. Hoops, tomorrow night could be the last game. What do? You pounce on baseball. Every game, every play, every day, even MMA and boxing. We're number one, PharrellOnTheBench.com. The best picks, the best price. Buck a day, son. PharrellOnTheBench.com is on fire. Sign up today. I think this game's over, Carver High, 8.5 minutes to go. I got to tell you, the save. He just scored again. Now I know it's over. Now I know it's over. What a it's time to head to the parking lots in Boston. This place is going to empty out like it's on fire. The absolute Braden Shen backbreaker makes it 3-0. And the fat lady is singing in St. Louis tonight because the Blues are on the road in Boston about to drink from the Stanley Cup. Spit shine your shoes. We're going dancing with Lord Stanley. It's over. That's
shut the door. And there's the one on Nordstrom right there.
Toe jam save.
That was about 3 or 4 minutes in game action before the Shen goal that put it
that
away.
Was it.
That's the one that you play to start the montage right up the set. That's
it's
unbelievable.
Over. It's over. It's over now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
Oh, holy shack. Elvis just left the building? You got to be kidding me, Carver High. These things happen. So there you go, St. Louis, your first Stanley Cup ever. Congratulations. I was on in Sioux Falls today, Carver High, and I said that
Where are you?
I said that the Blues could win the Stanley Cup tonight for sure, but that I didn't think that they would. And the Bruins are humiliated on home ice in Game 7. Humiliated. They'll never live this down. A 3-0 shutout in Game 7.
Let me just tell you, they got plenty of hardware over the last 20 years. I don't want to hear any of them shedding any tears tonight. I know it sucks. You lose a Game 7 in your own city.
You lose.
Yeah, I get all that.
You lose.
You've won plenty.
You lose.
You got plenty of time. You guys have got plenty of parades.
Didn't the Red Sox
plenty
win the
of
World
everything.
Series? A Patriots Super Bowl.
In the last year, they've gotten 2 parades.
All right. You lose.
Now, if you're the diehard Bruin fan who doesn't care about any of the other sports in town, I get you. All right,
you
fine.
Lose.
But you still lose.
You lose.
You lose.
You lose.
Not this team going to win 3 games at the TD in this series.
10-3 on the road.
10-3 on the road.
So they won 6 home games.
Yeah.
That's it.
One more games on the road than at home.
They won 16 games, 10 on the road. And that's when, you know, I've always said on this show, you know what you're made of. Now, do you remember when I said I think the Blues will win Game 7 in Boston on the road, right?
You were saying it for a lot of the series. You thought that they could absolutely win there. But even, you know, we were both saying last night, I thought it before the game, you did too, like, my heart and my wallet, well, obviously we're on the Blues, but my head was, for some reason, obviously saying Bruins here tonight. Being at home for Game 7, I'm sure glad that it's not going to go that way.
You lose.
What a shame.
You lose. So
I don't have to look at that kid that holds up that sign at all those parades. You know, I've been to 17 parades, and I'm 14 years old. They got to show you they're at the baseball stadium, too. It's pouring there. There's 25,000 people at Busch Stadium, and they're all soaked watching the game on the big screen.
That's awesome.
They couldn't obviously, they filled the hockey arena, the Enterprise, 18K
so
in
then
there.
So then they put the rest of them out.
And they got
there.
Another 25K out at Busch, and it's pouring in St. Louis tonight, and they're all soaked having a party.
And they're just drinking beer.
You got to be.
Just drinking beer. It's over. 7 minutes left. It's over. It's 3-0. I mean, this is just an atrocity for the Bruins on their home ice. There's no one. I mean, they're all leaving the arena. It's over.
What a shame. It really is.
So the great Boston run of excellence ends tonight with the door slamming in their own building. Lock the door on your way out.
Just unlucky, as they say.
You lose. Had it all right that you lose.
Second year in a row, we get a first-time cup winner. Pretty
you
good.
Lose. You lose.
I like it.
It's good for the league. It's great for, like, a small market team, really, to, bottom line, that they're, you know, finally winning.
And look, that's obviously...
It's good for the league.
It's a baseball town. We know that. St. Louis is a baseball
Not
town.
Not anymore.
But it's they're Stanley Cup winner town right now.
They got a Stanley Cup in St. Louis. The Arch City's got a cup.
Hey, when you've been in the league 50 years and you've never won a cup, you can't complain about that. Unless you just can't.
It's a great story for them to finally win it. It really is. I don't really know what to say.
And now you factor in all the things like that we've talked about ad nauseum for the last month and a half, 2 months. Last in the league on January 3rd. The rookie goalie gets brought
up. Your boy O'Reilly Auto Parts with all the goals on the road.
Binnington, who we thought was the guy that we didn't know what to expect tonight in a Game 7, and he has absolutely been the best player
who
on the ice tonight.
Who are they going to give the Conn Smythe to?
It's either Binnington or O'Reilly. We know that.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better
He's,
parts,
he
better
has
prices.
Scored a goal in, like, what, four or five straight games here
Every
in the Stanley
day,
Cup final?
You lose.
I think it's Binnington.
It's got to be O'Reilly. Come on, he scored four straight. The last four games, he has scored their first goal every game. The last person to do that, Gretzky in 85.
They got to give it to O'Reilly.
He's got five goals in seven games of the Stanley Cup Finals. How do you not give it to him?
We got to give it to O'Reilly Auto Parts on checkout.
Binnington had two terrible games. O'Reilly has had none.
We want to hear
I
from
give
you.
It to, I give it to Binnington because the Conn Smythe is supposed to be for the entire playoffs. And
30 save shutout in game
and
seven.
And what he's doing here in game seven should just be.
He's pawing a Matt Murray.
And he played like he played great in game five in Boston.
When he
too.
Won the cup?
Yeah, he was. And game five in Boston, he was outstanding also. That game they won last week in Boston. I give it to Binnington. I know O'Reilly's been good in this series. I give it to Binnington.
You think he'll shut him out with these 7 minutes left?
I sure hope so.
I don't think they haven't even sniffed the goal. That one Nordstrom was the best shot, and he toe-jammed it and said, you lose. Where's all the Bruin fans tonight calling the show? What do you think? You gonna give me a buzz later? I'm on the home of the Bruins. I mean, come on. Show me some love, for Christ's sakes. Come on. 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. There you go. Did you see Kevin Durant, KD? Easy money sniper.
I got to tell you.
He had
his
surgery today.
Doesn't it make you think a little bit more, and I'm sure we'll do plenty of it tonight, like he's the one that announced that he had the surgery and it was done. He's the one who flew to his New York to his own,
right.
Like, doctor. Like, isn't that something that normally the team does? Like, usually the team puts out, like,
a
presser, like, Kevin Durant has had surgery. Like, he basically left Toronto on Monday night
stuff.
And went and did his own thing. That has to. I know maybe you're reading too much into it. Doesn't that have to kind of tell you this guy might be going his own way this summer?
It very well could. But
going and release and putting it out himself that he had the surgery.
I've heard a lot of people, though, talk about this opt-in at $31.5 million.
No
and then, but then he can go again next year and be a free agent and then get the five-year deal from the Warriors at a Supermax that year. Did you know that?
I did know that. But the more and more since Monday night, the more and more I believe he's still going to go and opt out and try to get – because there's teams that are going to give him the whole way. They're going to give it to him. Even though he's not going to play next year, he's still going to get it.
Right. And how about
– I still think he's going to
the
Knicks.
Well, the Knicks aren't doing a deal for Anthony Davis. That's obvious.
I still think he's going to the Knicks.
Are they not – they're not in on that circus because it's the Celtics and Lakers, right? I mean, so I'm sitting here watching the Bruins fanning on shots. They're so done. Their sticks are so tight. They're grabbing them so tight. They have no chance. I mean, they're literally so finished, it's not even funny. They can't do anything right. They can't even keep the puck in the zone. It's so embarrassing. The ass beating they're taking tonight on their home ice is just absolutely crazy. Mike in St. Louis, congrats. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, Frail?
Not anything compared to what you're going to be doing here in about 5 minutes.
It's bush beer time, baby.
What could be worse than drinking that at the end of the night of a championship? I mean, step up your game, son. Hit that martini bar, shake out.
Oh, no, not the martinis. Hey, I wanted to give you a call and thank you. Took your horse knowledge and did well with it anyway. I was calling to ask you a real quick question. Are you taking any calls right now about the NBA at all?
Yeah.
All right. My question to you is, we know that Kawhi is probably going to be leaving, and then with the thing with KD, I was listening to I was actually watching it on ESPN today. Where
they scored again, the Blues. It's 4-0. They're sticking it in their garage door now. They're literally, they're absolutely sticking things in their garage. Parking cars, golf clubs, ex-wives, kids, dogs, unicorns, hamburgers. It's all happening. Anyway, what was that again? I can't believe you're talking to me about the NBA and you're about to win the Stanley Cup.
Well, I tried to call the other night and I got stuck and I didn't get to call in.
All right, so what? Do I think what?
Since Kawhi is going to win it, and KD is hurt, you think they both move or do they both stay? If he wins, is Kawhi gone, or if he loses, is he gone?
Yeah, I have no idea if he's going to stay, to be honest with you. I think there's a chance of it, and I also think there's certainly greener pastures in Los Angeles for him. I know the Knicks want to talk to him. I don't believe the Knicks have the gusto to get it done. I do not believe that the Knicks are enticing enough to validate a meeting with Kawhi. I don't think he'll fall for their act. I don't frankly think anybody will. I think the only guy that's talking about how great New York is R.J. Barrett, who's like, I'm all in, because he doesn't know any better. He's a rookie. He's going to get drafted by the Knicks, and that's that. And he's the future. And if they can get another star player, if they could get Kyrie to not go to the Nets, go to the Knicks, that would be something. If they could get Kemba Walker, if the Hornets don't offer Supermax, I would go get him immediately if I were the Knicks. If you had Kemba and that guy playing together, I think some good things would happen. If Mitchell Robinson gets better in the middle, tougher, stronger, add some weight. He's already got shot blocking extraordinary skills. I just don't think he has any other skills. You know what I mean? But obviously he can block shots and dunk and lobs and dunks and things like that. But he really doesn't do that enough. You know what I mean? He's like raw, his talent. But they need a star, superstar player. I mean, that's all there is to it. But, you know, Kawhi can do whatever he wants. He can stay in Toronto. He can go to the Clippers. He can go wherever he wants. I don't think he's going to the Knicks. Kyrie is, I guess, joining Rock Nation. There's all kinds of craziness happening. We'll talk to Scott Coker next.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Well, the Blues just won the Stanley Cup with a 4-1 thrashing of the Bruins in Game 7 in Boston, and they're on the ice right now celebrating. And soon enough, they'll be, as the Bruins watch on inexplicably, they look like they just got their cars stolen. But they're going to bring out that Stanley Cup, and then the party's going to start in the bowels of that arena. They're going to be drinking champagne and beer and partying and flying back to St. Louis, and it is on. Scott Coker is the great president of Bellator. They got a huge event, 222, at the world's most famous Madison Square Garden on Friday night. Another huge event. Scott joins us now. Congrats on another big card. I love it, in New York at the Garden. Doesn't get any better than that, Scott.
Yep, you're right. It's going to be a big show. And, yeah, thank you for, you know, putting me on and give us this opportunity to promote it.
So, the last time I saw you, I was doing a show with you in St. Louis. Now they got a Stanley Cup. You know, I want to ask you from, you know, I don't even remember when that was, like 2-3 years ago, something like that. And I just want to ask you, like, because I just feel like you've grown exponentially since then as a, you know, the whole operation. Everything you've done has been fantastic. I want to know how you feel about it, let's say, the growth that you've seen and witnessed and all that you've pulled off, let's say, in, like, the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. And like you said, you were there, you know, a couple of years back, and we signed a bunch of free agents. We signed Liotta Machida away from the UFC, Ryan Bader away from the UFC, Gegard Mousasi away from the UFC. We had a great heavyweight tournament that Ryan Bader beat Fedor in January, and a bunch of free agents that we brought on board, but also a bunch of new fighters that we signed with developing from the ground up, some new jiu-jitsu guys, some young wrestlers, some young kickboxers, and we've been developing talent from the bottom up, and it's been a great ride. It's been a lot of fun.
Scott Coker with us. You know, you had a big TV partner in Viacom down here where I work in the building in Manhattan. I remember that I had meetings with your company in there, and, you know, your whole time at Bellator, you had that, and now you're on Paramount. You recently got into bed with DAZN, which is carrying a fight this weekend, unless I'm mistaken. Do you think you need both TV and streaming these days, Scott, to keep up with the new trends and viewing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, my son is all about streaming and OTT and internet, and I'm still the guy that watches linear television. So, you know, it's great to be able to have both, and I think it's a compliment to, you know, each other, that somebody could watch it on DAZN, and then sometimes they get to turn on Paramount and watch watch it on Paramount TV. But this event will be exclusively on DAZN this Friday, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern.
So what about that relationship? How is that partnership, like with DAZN? How did that happen?
You know, our CFO, Wade Davis, is good friends with Juan Delgado, who is an executive at DAZN. They contacted us about doing some content programming, and they were very interested in being involved in our tournament series. So they picked up a seven-fight series in our welterweight division, and then next year they're going to pick up our featherweight division tournament. And that's kind of how it worked out. Seven fights exclusively on DAZN, and then we have 15 fights on Paramount, which also are simulcast on DAZN.
So Scott Coker, the president of Bellator, with us on CBS Sports Radio. With the relationships you have, I saw the article today about how you've had this relationship with Sabak Ibarra over the years and shared fighters, you know, between the promotions. Do you think the future of the sport is more like boxing, where promotions and like promoters are working together?
You know, that would be amazing. You know, Sabak Ibarra and I have had a relationship for 13 years. When I first started Strikeforce MMA back in 06, he was very supportive, and he sent over a main event for my second show. He sent over Alistair Overeem to fight Vitor Belfort in summer of 2006. And, you know, and that, I was a young promotion at the time. I really didn't have a lot of fighters. And then when I started growing some fighters and getting some experienced fighters that could compete in Japan, we sent over Gilbert Melendez, we sent over Josh Thompson, and some other fighters, and now it's kind of the reverse. Like, he's in a situation where he could use some of our talent, and we sent over Darren Caldwell to fight Horiguchi on New Year's Eve last year, and unfortunately my guy lost, but it was in a ring. It's a little bit different than the cage, and this is our chance to get him back and get that revenge and keep the belt here in the USA.
So, Scott, you've pulled off all these. You had mentioned all these guys like Rory and, you know, Bader, Machida, Chael, all of them. Like, you've just done a fantastic job of, you know, signing these guys. And, like, obviously you must have some enjoyment in doing that. And now there's other ones on the horizon. Are you going to try to snag this Cyborg chick and keep going after big names? Obviously you have to be, because that's what you do, and you're damn good at it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very successful. Like you said, some of those names that you mentioned are some of the biggest fighters in you know, the history of mixed martial arts. Cyborg is still signed with UFC. We're not going to be, you know, talking to her or getting involved in any kind of discussion until she is a free agent. But if she does become a free agent, believe me, we'll be talking to her. And anybody else that's a free agent, they should give us a call, because at the end of the day, you need more than one buyer. And, you know, the UFC's out there buying, and we're going to be buying, and why not see what your value is? And you won't be able to get to test your true value unless you talk to both of us at some point.
How is your, you know, those big names paying off for you with your, you know, events and sponsors and relationships? Like, you know, obviously, Chael, these guys, Machida, all of them, Rory in this big fight with the Gracie lineage, Neiman. How are these big names paying off for you?
Yeah, I mean, really, there's fighters that move the needle, and then there's fighters that don't. And, you know, the fighters that we have fighting at the Garden on Friday night, you're talking about Machida, Chael, Rory, Neiman, those guys are all needle movers. And, you know, those are the guys that you want to put on the big cards and get them on DAZN, get them on Paramount Network at some point. And, you know, our sponsors are extremely happy when we come to New York. They're all here and they're all able to attend the fights. And it's a good event for us, because it's more than just, you know, another big event. I mean, when you come to the Garden, it becomes the event of the year, and I think that that's what we've delivered here. The card is packed from top to bottom, and even the prelims are stacked. I mean, we have fighters that are fighting on the prelims that normally fight on the big TV side, but, you know, we have so many fighters that they ended up on the prelims.
So Rory's fighting Neiman Gracie, Machida, Chael Sonnen, another huge fight. I mean, they're just one after the next. Danis and Humphrey. This is Friday night. It just goes on and on. Let me ask you about, like, the bottom line on, you've been all over the world, and you've done these fights everywhere. What do you have up your sleeve? Where do you want to take Bellator next, like into the, you know, into the abyss, like to places that you've never been? Where is it that you'd really like to have it that you haven't gone yet?
Well, there's a couple of territories I think that are really attractive for our fighter roster to do well, and one is Japan. I think Japan will be something that we work something out with Osaki Kibara, and we go there and either do a co-promotion where our fighters will fight his fighters, or we might do our own event, and you know, he will, you know, help us in promoting and producing it. And then we have a couple of promoters in town, and one is from Stockholm, and you know, that's been a hotbed for mixed martial arts. And we're talking this weekend about bringing Bellator events to Stockholm.
How about this guy, Chael Sonnen, and what he does for not only MMA, Bellator, on TV? He is just really, he's become such a rock star for this sport. He's got to be, you got to get a kick out of him. Do you sense that guys like him are happy with you? Are you feeling like a good vibe from these guys when they're in Bellator?
Oh, yeah. Those guys are fantastic. I mean, Chael is a guy that, you know, goes way beyond just a great fighter. And he's already proved, you know, what he can do in the ring, what he can do in the cage. And, you know, but he's a personality. And, you know, he crosses over into pop culture. And he's doing great work on ESPN. He's doing great work for Bellator. And, you know, he's done a great job as our commentator chief. So he's a multi-task kind of guy. And he's delivered on all fronts. So, you know, to see him in the cage against Machida, that's going to be a very interesting fight because the striker versus the wrestler. And, you know, a lot of his teammates have had a bad go with Machida, like Randy Couture or Dan Henderson. But I think Chael is really motivated to have a good performance.
Well, listen, always fabulous catching up with you. Congrats on all your success. You know, we're always rooting for you here on Ferrell on a Bench on CBS Sports Radio. It's great talking to you again. I know you're going to rock it out at the Garden on Friday night on DAZN. Have a great event. My man, thanks for coming on the bench.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Scott Coker, president of Bellator, with us. And the St. Louis Blues are dancing with Lord Stanley. They are skating around the ice in Boston with their first Stanley Cup for St. Louis. Congratulations. That's awesome. I think it's great for the league, to be honest with you. I really do. When new teams win it that have never won it, you know, getting their hands on it for the first time, 50-plus years. They've been in the league forever. They've never won it. And, you know, they hadn't been in it since 70. They got swept. And this was truly, there's Tarasenko. This is truly the best team in hockey since January 1st. They kicked everyone's ass for 6.5 months. They have been kicking ass and taking names. They were the worst team in hockey before January, and then they won the Stanley Cup. That is a great story. And your boy O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day, gets the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Congratulations, St. Louis. It's time to crack a cold Budweiser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.